It's true that he's supposed to sound sleepier than that, but I don't think it. I don't think it's important.
So this is how it sounds in the studio after a hard day's recording.
Are you booing?
I am booing.
She's booing. George is booing. Hang on a second, because I just want to make sure that we've definitely got that right.
What a good cool. Ralph muttered. Good guy, was he? Or was he a nutter like the old witch in the portrait? One of the best guys ever, according to Dad. We'll have to tell you about him sometime. He was wanted for murder for over a decade.
Taking the book very seriously.
Okay, we've got to stop now. We've got to get on.
We've got one more paragraph before the end of chapter. Can we just get it done? Oh my God.
I don't think I can get it without a pre-roll, though. I have to go into settings and modify everything.
But I'll do it with a pre-roll, but no.
Okay, right, going from decade then. Ready? Here we go.
Ever, according to Dad. We'll have to tell you about him sometime. He was wanted for murder for over a decade. There was a minute of silence, and then Ralph's voice spoke in the darkness. You wizards can be pretty bloody confusing, you know that? James grinned. A minute later, both of them were asleep.
Did you can hear you trying not to laugh in that? More serious, please. Come on, sort yourself out now.
I was fine.
No, I could hear the undertone of laughter and amusement and mirth.
No, I was serious.
Here we go.
Ever, according to Dad. We'll have to tell you about him sometime. He was wanted for murder for over a decade. There was a minute of silence, and then Ralph's voice spoke in the darkness. You wizards can be pretty bloody confusing. You know that? James grinned. A minute later, both of them were asleep.
Thank you. That's a wrap.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that little snippet of the James Potter recording process.
I missed what you just said there, Georgia.